Hello and welcome to the Meg Method Podcast, the podcast that helps you move, think and feel better for life without feeling like you're giving up your whole life to do so. Today's episode is inspired by a conversation that I had with one of my clients the other day, and that was about a running session that went badly. It was her worst running session to date. And I think a lot of us can relate to that, right? At some point, we've had a training session where something's gone wrong, or maybe nothing feels like it's gone right in that session. You just don't know what happened, and it just feels really off. And I wanted to have a positive reframe around that. Now, before I start, this is not about toxic positivity. The first thing, in fact, I said to my client was, I'm really sorry that was your session and that sucks. Because it does. When you're in that moment and you are showing up to your session, you're trying your best, it really does suck. And also, it's quite scary, especially my client's not far out from her first half marathon. And it can really get your head when you've been seeing progress for a long time, you've been feeling good, you feel like you're progressing week on week, and then all of a sudden, you come into that training session and it just feels like everything is going wrong. She said she felt like her legs were made of lead. She just really was struggling to keep a pace and then started to panic and just thought she'd been away on holiday for a few weeks beforehand. And she was just like, how have I lost all of my fitness at once? And now she definitely hasn't lost her fitness. She even did a few workouts whilst she was away. Just unfortunately, those sessions happen sometimes. And I refer to those sessions as adversity training. And I'd said to her, the reason I think about a positive reframe here is I actually think your worst sessions are often your most important and most powerful sessions. Like, it's good when it's good, right? But what about when things go wrong, when the wheels start to fall off? How are you going to deal with that? And her biggest worry was she'd messaged me after the session to say hey, I need some support. I just had a terrible session and I'm really panicking. What am I going to do if this happens in my half marathon? And at first, of course, said, I'm sorry, that sucks. However, I'm not worried because you're saying, what am I going to do if this happens in my half marathon? Well, now you know what you're going to do. Because despite this adversity training, this training full of things not going to plan, really not feeling at your best, every step feeling like a struggle, you worked it out. You still found a way to get it done and get it finished. It might not have been pleasant. Absolutely, we hope she doesn't feel like that in her half marathon. But this difficult session proved her character. It helped build her character further. It showed her what she's made of. And actually, when she was faced with adversity, she was faced with a problem. She still showed up and she figured a way through. And there's also going to be some sessions that are so bad for whatever reason that maybe you can't figure it out that day. You can't just push your way through. However, you'll come away from that session and you'll be able to reflect on it and think, what went wrong? What could I do differently? This one adversity training's led to a deeper conversation of, I said, well, what would you do if, there's a lot of things in events that are out of your control. So I said, what would you do, for example, if you had bad weather on the day? And she said, oh, I don't know. I didn't think about that. So this adversity training's actually opened up discussions like that. And now she thought, well, if it rains, she's already thinking about what would I wear? She's already got that stuff ready. We're training in different gear. So if adversity comes on the day out of something out of control, extreme weather, it's raining the whole race, she's not going to be in a situation where she's like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? One, she knows how to get through a tough session. So she's already practiced building her character, building that strength of what she's made of, that mindset that she'll need in difficult weather Also, she's gone and found the clothing that she would need in that situation. She was trained in it as well. So that little surprises aren't going to catch her out on the day. Adversity training is so important. And I think instead of viewing these sessions as a failure, as terrible sessions, I want you to think of them instead as adversity training, as character building. How are you going to show up when conditions aren't optimal? When things are out of your control, reflecting and thinking, well, what is in my control right now? And then you can look back those sessions, those events, those tough ones where it was horrible at the time. You can look back with so much pride and think, wow, most other people would have given up. Or most other people would have gone on a negative spiral from this. But I've either found a way through or I've stopped and I've come up with a plan to show up better next time. All that matters is thinking about your next session. There's no point being upset about something didn't go to plan. What lessons did you learn from it and how are you going to use them to show up better for the next session? It's only a complete failure if you want it to be. I always say it's a lesson or it's a blessing. Use these lessons and turn them into a blessing. So think about the last hard session that you had, the last adversity training that you had. What did you learn from it? Did you surprise yourself? What qualities did you have to bring out of you to get through that session or to make sure that you showed up at the next one and got the most out the next one instead? Because adversity training, I promise, it will make you a better athlete. It will make you a stronger person. It will improve your problem solving. And it also encourages this beautiful self-reflection. It might be so much out of your control, but I bet you there is double the amount, maybe even triple the amount in your control. How can you use that to help you move forward? To make sure you have a better session next time. If you can try your best, even when the conditions aren't the best, you are building such a strong foundation as an athlete to be able to keep building on. Adversity training sessions will be some of your hardest sessions you experience. We don't wish for them. It's horrible when you go through them. In a way, I wish my clients didn't have to experience that because it sucks and I'm right there with you. And I think it's important. I said to my client as well, I was like, take the time to be like, this sucks, and let that emotion pass through you. It's a real and genuine reaction. You went out to do something and you feel like you didn't get to do it for the best of your ability. That's frustrating. It probably took a lot more energy out of you. Have a moment where you're like, that sucked. But then take the lessons that you got from it and use that to fuel you and think, I'm going to have an even better session next time. They might be your hardest sessions, but they will also be your most valuable. They will push you in new ways and they will prove to you what you are capable of. Like I said earlier, it's easy when it's easy, but when it's hard, you've proven to yourself that you showed up anyway, which is invaluable. It's incredible. You've turned up and tried when many people would have just found an excuse not to bother or grumbled about it and found a reason why not to do it next time. It might not have been optimal, but you've proven to yourself it's possible. And you are capable of so, so much, my friends. So I'm wishing you all the best in your next training session. I hope it is a good one. But if it's less than optimal, if it doesn't quite go to plan, as your coach, I'm not worried. I actually think this will be your most valuable session next. And I know it's going to make you an even more better athlete for the next one. Be kind, be curious, be well. Big love. Thank you so much for listening to the Meg Method podcast. If you want to learn more about my coaching and access some free coaching resources, please visit my website, themegmethod.com, or send me a message at themegmethod on Instagram. I would love to learn to know you. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, I would be so grateful if you could please share the love forward. You can show your support in three simple ways. You could please subscribe by clicking the follow button on your favorite podcast platform or YouTube. You could send details of my coaching to a loved one, or you could share this episode with others by tagging me in your social media stories at The Meg Method. Just see the show notes for more details. And if you're feeling extra kind, it would make my day if you could please leave a review. Thank you to my legendary podcast team, Brooklyn Fraser and Alicia Navarro. Your hard work and expertise is always appreciated. Thank you again for listening. Have an excellent day. Try your best. Be kind. Big love.